So today I want to talk about the Bible.
امروز میخوام در مورد کتاب مقدس صحبت کنم.
You do this every week.
و میگی خو هر هفته داری در مورد کتاب مقدس.
I want to talk about the Bible itself.
اما امروز میخوام موضعی که کتاب مقدس در مورد خود کتاب مقدس.
2 Corinthians 2 verse 7 he said. For we as not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God speak we in Christ.
پس برعکس شما باید او را بخشیده تسلا دهید که مبادا اندوه بیش از حد چنین شخص را فرو برد.
Now today I want to talk about internal proofs.
در مورد اون اثبات درونی صحبت کنم.
Things that the Bible says about itself.
چیزهایی که کتاب مقدس در مورد خودش میگه.
Yeah, that it is the word of God.
که کلام خداست.
That we have it today.
امروز داریمش.
And that we can have it in our own language.
و میتونیم در زبانهای خودمون داشته باشیم.
And often heard remarks regards to the Bible is.
بارها در مورد کتاب مقدس این موضوع رو شنیدیم.
That oh, God's word was accurate.
که کلام خداوند
in its originals.
در اصلش.
Now many churches will have a statement like that as part of their statement of faith.
یه سری صفتها رو داره به عنوان اصل صفتهای اعتقادشون، به عنوان اعتقادنامه‌شون.
And I agree with that statement in itself.
اون اعتقادنامه‌ای که کلیسا داره من موافقم باهاش.
Of course, God's word was accurate in its originals.
در همون زبان اصلیش دقیق بوده.
But the reason they actually mention this in their statements of faith.
اما بعضیا در اعتقادنامه‌شون وقتی می‌نویسن در زبان اصلی دقیقه.
Is because they believe it's only accurate in its originals.
فقط در اون زبان در حقیقت دقت داره بقیه زبان‌ها دقیق نیست.
Now the problem with that is
مشکل اصلی اینه که
there are no originals today.
امروز زبان اصلی اولین اصلی وجود نداره.
Because people wrote things down on paper and things like that.
چون مردم اون زمان رو کاغذ نوشتن.
And it doesn't go a lot of years before it deteriorates.
اصل عضو اصلی اولی بعد از سالها بعدش کاغذ میپوسه و کاغذی دیگه وجود نداره.
Yeah, well, we have our copies.
چیزهایی که داریم کپی هست.
So what they're really saying with oh it's only we have it was accurate in the originals.
وقتی میگن در اعتقادنامه که در اون اصلش فقط دقت بوده، در حقیقت داره میگه
what we have today
چیزی که امروز داریم
is not accurate.
دقیق نیست.
Yeah, we have something that is oh close to it or in the ballpark of what God has said to us. Yeah, they basically believe that God has gone through the effort of giving us His word, but then not preserving it for the next generations. Yeah, neither do they believe.
حتی ایمان ندارن.
That the word of God can be translated.
که کلام خداوند بتونه ترجمه بشه.
At least translated accurately.
که دقیق بتونه ترجمه بشه بدون عیب و ایراد.
Yeah, they will say, oh, you need to go to the Greek and the Hebrew.
همیشه برگردی به یونانی و عبری.
Yeah, of originals we technically don't have.
اون اصلی که دست هیچ کسی نیست.
And they will say, oh, you can't translate this because.
و نمیشه ترجمه.
You cannot translate one language into another without error.
زبان رو بدون عیب نمیشه ترجمه کرد به زبان دیگه.
Now today I will show you from the Bible that these statements are actually false.
طبق کلام اعلام میکنم که این اعتقادنامه امروز بهتون نشون میدم که غلطه.
Yeah, saying the word of God is accurate in only the original languages.
اگه بگیم کلام خداوند فقط در زبان اصلیش دقیقه.
Yeah, and making the claim that you can only understand it if you speak Greek or Hebrew.
اگه یونانی یا عبری بلد باشیم میتونیم کلام خدا رو بلد باشیم.
It's meant to do two things.
دو تا هدف داشته
باشه
این جمله.
Things.
و این دو تا هدف خوب و نیکو.
It's first to undermine your trust in the word of God.
اعتقادتون رو نسبت به کلام خداوند کم کنن.
Making you doubt about what God has really told us.
شک بندازن تو قلبت که واقعا خدا چی بگفته.
Putting a question in your mind, has God said?
سوالی رو تو ذهنت بذارن که بگی آیا خدا این حرف رو زد؟
Which of course is something that a devil told me.
کاریست که شیطان این کار رو میکنه، شک رو تو قلب ما میزنه.
And the second thing that it accomplishes
و اون چیزی که به ما میرسه اینه که
is that oh you need to come to the export, you need to come to us.
به اون حرفه‌ای که درس خونده
if you really want to understand what the word of God is.
باید درک کنی کلام خدا چی میگه چون تنها هیچ وقت
because if you don't know the original languages
چون اگر زبان اصلی کتاب رو بلد نباشی
you need to depend on those who do know.
باید وابسته باشی به کسایی که کلام رو بلدن.
And of course these so-called experts
اونهایی که میگن حرفه‌ای هستن از زبان‌ها
they don't really speak those languages in most cases anyway.
اکثر وقتا زبان ها رو واقعا حرف نمی زنن.
And what are they relying on?
به چی اعتقاد دارن؟
Human dictionaries, human made dictionaries to learn what things mean.
یاد بگیرن که اون کلمه به چه معنی هست.
Now, I have a Greek friend.
من یه دوست یونانی دارم.
Who literally told me
که واقعا بهم گفت
I cannot understand the Bible.
کلام خداوند رو درک نمی کنم.
Because I do not know Greek.
چون یونانی بلد نیستم.
And of course, that's nonsense. Yeah, you don't need to know a Greek who can help you explain the Bible to you. Or the New Testament at least. And of course, you also don't need some Christ-hating rabbi to explain the Hebrew of the Old Testament to you.
ضد مسیح و متنفر از مسیح بیاد که عبرانیان زبان عبری رو برات باز کنه.
Now, why is this so important?
چرا این اینقدر مهمه که بدونیم؟
Why is it important that we know and understand that we have the word of God today?
کلام خداوند در دستای ما هست.
That's because it's the final authority of all we believe and do, all our beliefs and practices.
به هر چی که ایمان داریم هست.
Yeah, everything we do
هر کاری که می‌کنیم
should be shaped by this book, the Bible.
با این کلام شکل بگیره.
It should shape how you look at your marriage, how you do marriage.
باید نگاه کنی چجوری ازدواج میکنی و
how you raise your children.
زناشویی چه شکلی باشه.
How you do your work.
بچه‌هات رو چجوری بزرگ کنی، چجوری سر کار عمل کنی.
How you treat others.
چجوری با دیگران برخورد کنی.
It shapes what you do and what you don't do.
باید هر کاری که میکنی و نمیکنی از طریق این کلام عابد یاد داده بشه.
Yeah. This is the place where we go to
to
figure out truth.
Yeah?
When I speak to you, I don't share my own ideas.
Yeah?
I don't lean on my own understanding. I don't go to the world to figure things out to tell you.
No.
I go to the Bible.
Yeah?
Because the Bible is the word of God. Yeah. And if you have studied the Bible, you will actually discover that it perfectly explains the world we live in. It makes sense of it.
And you also know
that you also know that its ways are better than the ways of the world. Yeah, so we're going to look at internal proofs, things that the Bible in itself says
in regards to itself. Now,
before I will do that, let me give you first the most important reason
that
I believe this is the word of God.
که ایمان دارم کلام خداست.
And the ultimate proof is that because of what it says.
به خاطر اعتقادی است که داره.
Yeah, the Bible is not like any other book.
کلام خداوند مثل هیچ کلام دیگه‌ای نیست.
If you read it, you know it has power.
اگر شما کلام خداوند رو بخونید میدونی که خود کلام قدرت داره.
There's some ring to it.
خود کلام یک برکتی روش داره.
Yeah, I believe the word of God because
کلام خداوند کلام خداست.
From it comes the message of salvation that brought that saved me.
نجات رو برای من آورد و نجاتی که باعث نجات زندگی من
شد. The words of this book have the power to save.
این کتاب قدرت نجات داره.
Romans 1,
Romian 1,
verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
زیرا که از انجیل مسیح سرفکنده نیستم، چون که قوت خدا برای نجات هر کس که ایمان آورد، اول یهود و سپس یونانی.
The words of this book are life.
کلام این کتاب زندگی است.
Yeah? And now that I am saved, now I believed on those words, God confirms this in my spirit and in your spirit if you're saved. Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Yeah, we can know this is the word of God.
میدونیم که این کلام کلام خداست.
Because the Spirit actually speaks to our spirit.
چون روح خداوند در روح ما صحبت می‌کنه.
And of course now the Holy Spirit living in me, living in you, guides you into all truth.
روح خداوند که درون من و شما زندگی می‌کنه ما رو به همه حقیقت می‌رسونه. رومیان 16 یوحنا
جان 16:13.
16:13.
Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
اما چون او یعنی روح راستی آید، شما را به تمامی راستی هدایت خواهد کرد، زیرا که از خود سخن نخواهد گفت، بلکه به آنچه شنیده است سخن خواهد گفت و از امور آینده به شما خبر خواهد داد.
So why do I believe the Bible?
چرا ایمان دارم به کلام خداوند؟
Because of what it says.
Because
of its message.
به خاطر پیامی که داره.
Yeah, it's the voice of the good shepherd. Yeah, John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they will follow me. John
10:27.
Yeah. Now, let's start looking at what the Bible says about itself. Who is the author of the Bible? Who wrote the Bible?
God did.
God did, yeah, absolutely. Now, why do we say that? Because we also know that it's written by different people. That's because God gave these words to men to write down the words that he wants us to have today. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works.
تمام کتب از الهام خداست و به جهت تعلیم و تنبیه و اصلاح و تربیت در عدالت مفید است تا مرد خدا کامل و به جهت هر عمل نیکو
Yeah, all scripture came by inspiration of God.
همه کلام خداوند دمیده
yeah.
شده از کلام
God inspired people
خداوند دمید در
to speak the things that are written down for us.
مردم رو که بنویسن اون
چیزهایی که this was not inspiring and giving some idea.
یه پیشنهاد بهشون نداد
no.
بلکه
God gave them the very words to say. Go to 2 Peter 1:21. 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in all time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
زیرا که نبوت به اراده انسان هرگز آورده نشد بلکه مردان مقدس خدا به روح القدس متحرک گشت سخن گفت.
It was God who spoke through men to give us his word.
کلامش رو به ما بده.
Yeah, the Bible is the word of God.
کلام خداوند کلام خدا.
It's not an opinion of somebody.
نظر یه نفر نیست.
It's not something that even contains the word of God.
یه چیزی هم نیست که یه ذره درونش کلام خدا باشه.
It is the word of God.
نه خود کلام خدا.
And that's why it's our final authority.
برای همین آخرین حرف زندگیمون رو کلام
می‌زنه. It's God's word to men.
کلامی است که خدا داده به انسان.
Now, and from this automatically flows.
از این اتوماتیک‌وار من و شما
درک می‌کنیم. That is also without error.
که بدون عیب و اراده.
Why?
چرا؟
Because God doesn't make mistakes.
خداوند اشتباه نمی‌کنه.
Yeah, go to Numbers 23:19.
اعداد.
Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
خدا انسان نیست که دروغ گوید و نه بنی آدم که از تصمیم خود منصرف شاید. آیا او سخنی گفته که بدان عمل نکرده باشد یا کلامی بر زبان آورده که به انجام نرسانده باشد؟
Yeah, God is not a man that he should lie. Now, let that sink in. It means that whatever you read in your Bible is 100% true. And it says, had he spoken and shall he not make it good?
Yeah,
God will follow up on his promises. Of course, God will also follow up on the warnings he gives. Yeah, but we can read it and know that this is the truth. This is what's going to happen when we do these things. This is what God promises. Yeah, this is why we have hope. Read Titus 1. Verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began.
به امید حیات جاودانی که خدایی که دروغ نمیتواند گفت از زمانهای ازلی وعده آن را داد.
Yeah. Everything that God says is 100% true. God cannot say things that are not true. Because He is the truth. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
عیسی به او گفت من راه و راستی و حیات هستم هیچ کس نزد پدر جز به وسیله من نمیاد.
God is the truth. Jesus is the truth.
حقیقت و عیسی مسیح حقیقت واقعی است.
If you have a book
اگر کلامی رو دارید
that contains plain contradictions
که درونش صادقانه ضد و نقیض
that means it cannot be the word of God.
به این معنیه که کلام خداوند نمیتونه باشه.
Yeah, if you have a book
اگر کلامی رو داری
that says Jesus is God in one place
که بگه عیسی مسیح خداوند در یک
قسمت but then in another place
در جای دیگه کلامش
Jesus is equated with Satan
عیسی مسیح همزمان با شیطان یکی است
that's a problem
مشکل وجود داره
and yes that exists
بله این کتاب وجود داره
that's for example the corrupt NIV Bible
کلام NIV که دست خورده است
Now, of course, sometimes people come up with contradictions. They say, oh, this is a contradiction in the Bible. And mostly it's because people take scriptures out of their context.
Or
it simply doesn't say what they think it says.
Yeah,
often they are reading in preconceived ideas into the scripture. Yeah, and the example of repentance, yeah, in regards to salvation, yeah, just means to turn. All the people in their mind add of your sins to that phrase. It's not there.
Yeah.
So God is the author. Of the original.
Yeah,
that's what the Bible says. Yeah, He literally gave us those specific words. And because God doesn't lie, it is without error. But God did not only give us His word and then let us fade away over time, He also preserved His word.
Now,
if you share the gospel with Muslims, they will often tell you, oh, we believe the Bible, we believe the Injil, yeah? And you share some scriptures from it. Yes, we believe the Bible, but then when you show them truth from the Bible,
وقتی حقیقت انجیل رو بهشون روشن
that they do not want to believe
که نمیخوان اعتقاد داشته باشن بلافاصله
what do they often tell you
معمولا چی بهتون میگن
Your Bible is corrupted.
Yeah,
I agree as long as you say this, but as soon as you say something that doesn't line up with what I believe, now your Bible is corrupted. And sometimes they even point out, yeah, the Bible does exist. Yeah, you as Christians don't have it. But we have the original somewhere stored away, tucked away. Only we have that book. Of course, that's a lie. But yeah. Now, the truth is actually that God is able to preserve His word. And that He did. In fact, it's preserved for every generation. Go to 1 Peter 1:25. 1 Peter 1:25. The word of the Lord endureth forever.
1:25. اما کلمه خدا تا ابد باقی است و این است آن کلامی که به شما بشارت داده شده.
It's not temporary. It endures forever. It continues forever.
Yeah?
If this is changing over time, yeah, this statement is not true. Yeah? Go to Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40 verse 8. Isaiah 40 verse 8. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah 40 verse 8.
علف می خشکد و گل می پژمرد اما کلام خدای ما تا ابد باقی می ماند.
His word is not going away.
Yeah.
It's not fading away through copy errors and mistakes and pieces getting lost. No, it will always be there.
Yeah.
Go to Psalm 12 and read verses 6 and 7. Psalm 12, 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times, thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever.
سخنان خداوند خالص است، همچون نقره تصفیه شده در کوده گلی که 7 بار پاک شده باشد. خداوند تو ایشان را نگاه خواهی داشت، تو ما را از چنین مردان، از چنین مردمان جاودانه حفظ خواهی کرد.
Yeah, so the word of God shall be preserved from this generation, from the generation that wrote down, yeah, David, who wrote down this psalm, yeah, from here forever. It means that every generation after this will have the word of God, those words that God has spoken. Yeah, this means we have God's word available to us. And that every generation before us had it. Yeah. Was this because man is so good at copying scripture? Now, I'm sure they were very diligent. Yeah, if you're asked, like, hey, make a copy of God's word, you're going to do your best.
Yeah.
You're going to have people checking that to make sure you didn't make any mistakes. But of course, there always can be human error. But that's not the reason why we have God's word in perfect condition today. The actual reason we have it without corruption, accurate, is because God has said, I will preserve it. O Lord, thou shalt preserve the words from this generation forever. God took it upon himself to make sure that the word he spoke, that he gave the people of this world, that it wouldn't die out after a couple of generations, but that every subsequent generation would have it. Go to Isaiah 59, verse 21. Isaiah 59, verse 21. Isaiah 59, verse 21. As for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Lord, my spirit is upon thee, and my words, which I have put in thy mouth, yeah, another example of God speaking to people, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, said the Lord, from henceforth and forever.
باز خداوند میگوید و اما این است عهد من با ایشان روح من که بر تو است و سخنان من که بر دهانت نهادم هرگز از دهان تو از دهان فرزندت و از دهان فرزندان فرزندانت دور نخواهد شد از حال تا ابد الآباد این است فرموده خداوند.
Yeah, we'll put the words in the mouth of Isaiah.
کی کلام رو در زبان دهان اشعیا گذاشت؟ خداوند.
Yeah. And those words that he had put in the mouth of Isaiah, the children of Isaiah would have them. His children, children would have them. Yeah, actually, henceforth and forever. It means we have those words of Isaiah today. Yeah, because God made that promise. God made sure that we have those words. Matthew 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
مکتوب است انسان تنها به نان زنده نخواهد بلکه به هر کلمه‌ای که از دهان خدا صادر گردد.
So Jesus says here, yeah, we shall live by every word
proceeded
out of the mouth of God. Now, how can we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God if we don't have it? It's like God giving us a commandment, saying, hey, live by all the words I've said, but here's a joke. They lost it a couple of generations ago.
Yeah.
You're out of luck. You don't know.
So
you cannot transgress these things because you don't know them.
That
doesn't make any sense. The statement can be made by Jesus because we have the word of God. Yeah. Another Matthew 5:18, not a jot or title will fail from the law, it says there. Don't if you go there, Matthew 24:35. Jesus said, my word shall not pass away. You may read it if you want to. Matthew 5:18 and Matthew 24:35.
زیرا هر آینه به شما میگویم تا آسمان و زمین زایل نشود همزه یا نقطه ای از شریعت هرگز زایل نخواهد شد تا همه واقع شود.
Yeah, and of course it speaks about even the little characters.
Yeah. Hey,
nothing will get lost.
Yeah.
Matthew 24:35.
آسمان زایل آسمان زمین زایل خواهد شد اما سخنان من هرگز زایل نخواهد شد.
Yeah. God's word
کلام خداوند
will remain forever.
تا ابد خواهد ماند.
So the Bible
کلام خداوند
is the word of God.
کلام خداست.
The Bible is without error
بدون عیب
because God wrote it.
چون خدا نوشتتش.
And the Bible is preserved.
و خود کلام خداوند نگه داشته شده است.
And the Bible in itself gives you the proof of that. It tells you itself that it is like this. Now, then you have a lot of people will say, oh, it's only available in the original languages. Go study the Hebrew and Greek.
Yeah.
Only then you can understand it accurately.
Yeah.
Listen to the experts, what God has to tell you.
Yeah,
you can't read it for yourself. Yeah, some people even say, oh, it can be dangerous for you to study the Bible on your own.
Yeah,
you might understand something wrong. And of course, that's a lie. That is not true. Actually, the word, God's word can be translated. Now, we have Greek Testament, New Greek Testament, from Greek Testament to the New Testament up at the stairs. So, in the Greek language. Yeah, and that is the word of God. You can read Greek, you could read it. Now, I have here an English Bible. The King James Version, 1611. And I won't go much in why we have this Bible. I do that in another sermon. But this is the word of God in the English language. And it says the same as the Greek New Testament. That sits on the shelf there. I also have a Dutch Bible at home. Guess what? It says the same thing. The Statenvertaling in Dutch from 1637. You have a Persian New Testament. Again, it says the same thing. Now, the reason that it says the same thing is that because God's word can be translated in different languages.
Now,
go to Romans 3:29. Yeah, from the beginning, the purpose is for God's word to go to different languages. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also.
آیا او فقط خدای یهودیان است؟ مگر خدای امتان هم نیست؟ البته خدای امتان نیست.
Yeah, is God only the God of a small group of people living somewhere on this planet?
No.
He is the God of all people. And yes, the Old Testament was written originally in Hebrew. Because the Hebrews were the people that God chose to reveal himself through the world, to the world. Yeah, so Hebrew here was the relevant language.
But then,
not even the whole Testament is written originally in Hebrew.
There are
a few parts that are actually written originally in Aramaic.
This
is Ezra and of Daniel.
Ezra and Daniel.
Why would the Bible be written in Aramaic
in those places?
Now, this was the relevant language at the time of the captivity.
همه مردم اون زمان حرف می‌زدن.
Yeah, when the Jews were brought to Babylon.
یهودی‌ها به بابلون برده شدند به اون زبان.
That's a time frame of those scriptures.
و در حقیقت در اون آیات در اون زمان و به اون زبان نوشته شده.
Then in the time of Jesus.
در زبان عیسی مسیح.
The Jews were occupied by the Romans.
رومیان سلطنت می‌کردند در یهودیت.
And the actual relevant language in the world.
زبانی که تو دنیا at that time بود در اون زمان و همه حرف می‌زدند.
Was not Hebrew.
عبری
It was Greek.
یونانی بود.
So the New Testament is given to us in Greek.
به زبان یونانی نوشته.
Yeah? Easily be communicated.
که همه
relevant.
همه مردم دنیا
because most people spoke Greek at the time.
در اون زمان اکثر مردم دنیا
Now,
یونانی حرف می‌زدند.
Does this sound to you that God is fixated on one language?
آیا شما فکر می‌کنین خداوند فقط به یک زبان فکر می‌کنه؟
Like with Islam.
مثل اسلام
همه چی عربیه. Yeah, the God with little g, yeah.
خدایی که
that only speaks Arabic.
فقط عربی حرف میزنه.
Can only be understood in Arabic.
فقط هم عربی حرف ما رو میفهمه.
Yeah, the God of the Bible gives the Bible already in three languages.
خودش خداوند به سه زبان نوشت که ثابت کنه.
And in case you're wondering.
اگه شما مطمئن نیستی.
Yeah, God speaks all languages.
خداوند همه زبانها رو بلده و همه زبانها رو صحبت کنه.
Now, let me shortly comment on a group that is out there.
یه گروهی که اعتقاد غلط دارن.
And that will claim that the New Testament was also written in Hebrew.
که میگن عهد جدید به عبری هم نوشته شده.
Now, let me show you that it is nonsense, absolutely ridiculous.
این کاملا غلطه و درست نیست.
Yeah, Luke 1:3.
لوقا 1:3.
Yeah. Who is the you can read it. Who is the guy who this is written to initially?
این برای کی واقعا نوشته شده بود؟
Yeah. It seemed good to me also having had a perfect understanding of all things from the very first to write unto thee in order Most excellent Theophilus.
من نیز مصلحت چنان دیدم که همه را از ابتدا به دقت در پی رفته به ترتیب به تو بنویسم ای تیوفیلوس عزیز.
Yeah, that's a Greek name.
این کلمه این زبان اسم یونانی تئوفیلوس.
The Book of Acts
کتاب
اعمال is written to the same guy
initially. برای تئوفیلوس نوشته شده در حقیقت.
What about other epistles? That Paul wrote. You think he wrote it in Hebrew? He sends his letters to the church in Romans, in Italy. To Corinth, in Greece. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Are these Greek-speaking areas? Are they Hebrew-speaking areas? No, these are Greek-speaking areas.
Yeah,
the common men would speak Greek, not Hebrew.
مردم عادی اون زمان همه یونانی حرف می‌زدند، نه عبری.
Yeah, the Jews were not the boss at that time.
یهودیت قدرتی نداشت.
The Romans were.
رومیان داشت.
They inherited the Greek Empire. Galatians 4:16.
غلاطیان 4:16.
And when the epistle is read among you, cause it to be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Yeah, does it say Galatians 4:16? Yeah. You read the letter. It says.
What does it say? Can you read it?
And when the epistle is read among you, cause this to be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Is it wrong?
No, it's wrong, yes.
No. Go to the next chapter. Okay, let me check it. 4.
No, it's wrong.
5:16. It's...
No.
Can somebody search it quick?
Where is it? I'm searching.
Peter 4:16?
Oh. No. That's not Peter.
Colossians 4:16?
Sure. That's possible. I'll show down the
yeah. Colossians 4:16.
Colossians 4:16. Read it.
و چون این رساله برای شما صفحه 325 و چون این رساله برای شما خوانده شد ترتیبی دهید که در کلیسای لاودیکیان نیز خوانده شود و رساله از لاودیکی را هم شما بخوانید.
Yeah, does it say translate this letter into the common language you speak over there? Because I've written it in Hebrew to you.
دیگه ترجمه کنید و ببرید لاودیکیه تا لاودیکی هم بفهمه و بعد اونو بعدا.
They would just read the language.
گفته بری بخونینش.
Where the letter was written in.
نامه‌ای که نوشته شده به همون زبان بخونینش.
Because they understand it and everybody in the congregation would understand
it. این زبان رو باید ترجمه نبود چون یونانی بود.
Yeah, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians.
Yeah,
these are located in Greece.
همشون در شهری است در یونان.
Yeah, the book of Revelation.
کتاب مکاشفه.
It's written to the seven churches.
در هفت کلیسا نوشته شده.
The seven churches that are located in Judea.
در یهودیه بودن؟
No, the seven churches in Asia.
Yeah,
you can look those places up on a map.
You
will end up in modern day Turkey.
They
didn't speak Hebrew.
They
didn't speak Greek.
Yeah.
So we see that God has given His word
ببینیم که خداوند کلام in the relevant languages of its day. زبان اون نسل و زبان ملل‌مللی اون زبان.
It shows that God is not the God of one nation.
نشون میده که خدا خدای یک
or of one language.
برای یک زبان نیست.
It was even by His will.
به وسیله خواست خودش خداوند.
That we have more languages.
که زبان‌های زیادتری داشته.
Yeah, because that has not always been the case.
همیشه همه ی زبان صحبت
می‌کردن. Before the Tower of Babel, there was only one language on this earth.
فقط یک زبان برای کل دنیا بود.
Genesis 11:1.
پیدایش یا
Genesis 11:1.
ده یک.
And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech.
و اما تمامی زمین را یک زبان و یک گفتار بود.
Because of their disobedience to God, God confused their languages.
Yeah,
that's where the languages came from the begin with. Yeah. Before that, every single human could talk with every other single human without learning a language. 1 John 2:2. And He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
First John 2:2.
Jesus is the God of the whole world. He died for the sins of the whole world.
خداوند عیسی مسیح برای همه گناهان جهان مرد.
Including non-Greek speakers.
حتی غیر زبان یونانی زبان.
You don't have to go there. 1 Timothy 16 talks about he was preached to the Gentiles.
اول تیموتائوس 16 هم میگه که 3:16 میگه که برای کل غیر یهودی‌ها موعظه شد.
Luke 2:32.
Luke 2:32 میگه که
a light to lighten the Gentiles.
نوری که برای غیر یهودی‌ها شد.
And the glory of the people of Israel.
خداوند در اسرائیل.
Romans 3:29.
رومیان 3:29.
Yeah, read that. Romans 3:29. Is he? Sorry. 1 Timothy 3:16, Luke 2:32, and Romans 3:29. Let's read that. Romans 3:29. Is He the God of the Jews only? Is He not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also.
آیا او فقط خدای یهودیان است مگر خدای امتان هم نیست البته خدای امتان نیست
Yeah, what is the commandment that we are given?
فرمانی که به همه ما داده شد چیست؟
Yeah, what's the commandment that the apostles were given?
فرمانی که به رسولان داده شد.
Preach the gospel to all nations.
انجیل عیسی را تعلیم دهید و teaching اونها را تعمید
دهید. All of them to observe all things.
و همه اونها را که همه را نگه دارند.
Yeah, it does not sound like oh teach them first Hebrew and Greek and
Aramaic.
No, it sounds like teach them in the language they understand, so they can get saved and live a Christian life. Now, and even I have no idea what I wrote down here. Oh, no one said. I got what I wrote down. Now, what you also see in the New Testament is that people are actually translating Old Testament scriptures. Yeah, how do we know that? Because they are quoting Old Testament scriptures. From the Hebrew to the Greek. Jesus did that. The apostles did that.
Yeah.
So they were able to translate the word of God into another language. Yeah. Here's what I find ironic. Yeah, the people that insist that I cannot understand the word of God through a translation, for example, English, they want me to listen to them translating the meaning of the word of God from another language. Yeah? Don't believe the experts that translated the Bible.
اونایی که حرفه‌ای کلام خداوند رو ترجمه کردند و با همه کنترلاش قادر نبودند ترجمه کنند.
Just believe me telling you what it means.
من روز گوش بده که من بهت بگم واقعا به چه معنیه.
Yeah. How are they going to communicate to you?
چجوری
they
با
have to translate.
صحبت می‌کنی به غیر از اینکه صحبت کنی باید ترجمه کنی.
You see the irony?
می‌فهمین چقدر جالبه؟
Yeah, you cannot have a translation.
تو مترجم نمی‌تونی باشی.
You need to come to us.
فقط بیا من بهت بگم چی میگه.
Now they will say, "Oh, but the English doesn't say word for word what the Greek says." No, it doesn't, because you cannot translate a language word by word. Yeah, there is just certain when you translate, you need to be replacing certain words to get the meaning across. But any good translator will tell you you can actually convey the exact meaning into all languages.
دیگه ترجمه کنه و اون نفر مقابل میتونه دقیقاً اون حرفو درک
کنه.
There
are many words
that we can use
to get a certain thought across. Yeah, we can say that something is eternal.
میتونیم بگیم یه چیزی ابدیه.
But we can also use the word everlasting in English.
میتونیم بگیم ابدیه یا میتونیم بگیم تا آخر دنیا باقی است.
Why do we use those synonyms?
چرا این سه معنی‌های شبیه هم رو استفاده می‌کنیم؟
It makes it a little nicer to read.
چون بعضی وقتا خوندنش منطقی‌تره.
Go to
کلمات خسته می‌کنه.
Go to Acts 2.
اعمال رسولان فصل 2.
And one we are ending up a lot lately in that chapter.
در فصل 2 خیلی زیاد.
But this is an excellent example.
یه نمونه خیلی فوق‌العاده
of translation of God's word.
از ترجمه کلام خداوند.
Acts 2:6-11. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, dwellers in Mesopotamia and Judea, Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God."
پس چون این صدا بلند شد، گروهی که به هم آمده در هیئت افتادند، زیرا هر کس زبان خودش را از ایشان شنید و همه مبهوت و متعجب شده به یکدیگر میگفتند، مگر همه اینها که حرف میزنند جلیلی نیستند؟ پس چگونه است که هر یکی از ما زبان خود را که در آن تولد یافته ایم میشنویم؟ پارتیان و مادیان و ایلامیان و ساکنان بیرون نهرین و یهودیه و کاپادوکیه و پنتوس و آسیا و فریجیه و پمفلیه و مصر و نهایی لیبی که متصل به قیروان است و قریبه ها از روم، یعنی یهودیان و نوکیشان و اهل کریت و عرب اینها را میشنویم که به زبانهای ما اعمال عظیم خدا را میگویند.
Yeah, so these are the 120 that are preaching, they are filled with the Holy Spirit, the day of Pentecost, and they're speaking the word of God in all these different languages. You think the Holy Spirit had trouble translating the message to these different languages? Of course not.
Yeah?
Now, the word of God simply can be translated in all the languages. Yeah, so we believe the Bible is God's word. God gave it. We believe it's without error. We believe that God has preserved it for us today.
And
we also believe that God can actually, that actually the word of God can be translated into all the languages. Perfectly. Not always in a literally word for word sense. But getting the exact same meaning across. Yeah. So since we can translate the Bible without losing its meaning, we can have God's inspired word without error in other languages than Greek and Hebrew. Yeah, I can read it in English in the King James Version. You can read it in Farsi in your Bible. And you know what the interesting thing is about the King James Version? It's an work of art in the sense of translation and English language. It's probably the best translation in existence. It is literally a piece of art.
Yeah.
Even non-believers will agree to that. When this was translated, English in the world was not a thing. It was not an international language. It was just a language that a small group of people on an island at the coast of Holland were speaking. Who would have known that this would be the international language of the world?
Of course,
the answer is, yeah, God knew. Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons why in English we have such an excellent Bible. Because it's a relevant language. God wants us to have his word today. He gave it to us and he preserved it for us
today.
He commands us to read it, to study it and live by it. And today for almost all language groups in the world, we have a Bible in their native language. Yeah, unless you have some really eccentric language that only a few people speak, you can read the Bible in your own language.
Yeah.
Of course, if you don't have this very eccentric language, you can still learn English,
which is an
easy language to learn and read the King James Version. Yeah, so that is what the Bible teaches in regards to itself. Now, I'll make an introduction to another sermon I will preach on another time.
Now,
if there would be only one Bible in each language, this discussion could end here. But that's not the case. In English, yeah, in English alone, we have literally hundreds of different translations. And the problem is, they don't say all the same. Yeah, when people claim, oh, your Bible is corrupted, yeah, of course, that's an untrue statement, but I know why they are saying it. There is some truth to that, in a sense, that there are corrupted Bibles in existence today. And that shouldn't even surprise us. Yeah, I started with reading from 2 Corinthians 2, where it says, in verse 17, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God speak we in Christ.
زیرا مثل بسیاری نیستیم که کلام خدا را برای سود فاسد سازیم بلکه از خلوص نیت و از جانب خدا در حضور خدا در مسیح سخن می‌گوییم.
Yeah, so get this. At the time of Paul writing this letter,
he says,
hey, there are many, not few, many that are corrupting the word of God. Yeah? And the reason is because Satan wants to discredit the word that can bring salvation. He wants to discredit the truth. He wants to cast doubt.
Yeah?
So we as Christians are not sure about God's word. Yeah? Satan is a liar. He's a deceiver. Yeah? From the very beginning, that's what he did. Genesis 3:1. Genesis 3:3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden?
اما خدا گفته است از میوه درختی که در وسط باغ است مخورید و بدان دست مزنید مبادا بمیرید.
He's questioning things what God has said. He's putting a question mark. He wants to cast doubt. Now, especially over the last 200 years, Satan has been very successful in bringing many corrupted false Bibles. Translations that miss verses, that say different things, that even teach false doctrine. Yeah? Even to the point that I gave as an example that Jesus Christ is equated with Satan. Now, what this has done is that people start doubting. Oh, do we really have the word of God today? In its originals, we know that was accurate. But today we're not sure.
Yeah?
That's where you have the churches that put these things in the statement of faith. That's why so many Christians, they believe, oh, we have something that's in the ballpark. Yeah, but that's not true. We have God's word today. We can read it in our language. Yes, Satan has tried to cause confusion.
Yes, he was successful.
But it doesn't mean that God doesn't have preserved his word for
us. Yeah,
like in my English Bible here, like in your
Farsi
Bible. Now the question always is then, how do I know? What's the right one? If I have 200 choices. Now, the answer is actually really simple. Because we already established what the answer is. We already established that God preserves His word for every generation.
So
if you have a Bible today that would say something else than what they had 200 years ago or 300 years ago or 400 years ago, if that's different,
اگر امروز کلامت متفاوته،
it means you have a Bible that is corrupt.
کلامت دست برده شده است.
Because God preserved His word.
کلام خداوند ابدالآباد همان بوده که هست برای هر نسل.
Almost 200 years ago.
200 سال پیش.
Yeah. We have this explosion.
یه انفجاری به وجود اومد در اعتقاد مسیحیت.
Of Bible translations.
ترجمه های کتاب مقدس از 200 سال پیش شروع شد.
Saying something else.
هی خودمشون یه چیز دیگه میگن.
Now what happened?
چه اتفاقی افتاد 200 سال پیش؟ چون آدم های بد پلید اون زمان بودن تصمیم
گرفتن
عهد عتیق یه مدل دیگر رو بردارن و از اون ترجمه کنن و یه ترجمه یونانی اصلی دیگر رو بردارن که از اون ترجمه کنن
managed to popularize those
و تونستن معروف بشن و تبلیغ کنن تمام دنیا پخشش کنن.
Ignoring that the Bible says that God preserves His word for every generation.
واقعا گفته بوده نه در اصل وجود داشته پس این ترجمه هایی که پیدا کردیم کلمه هایی که پیدا کردیم نمیتونه کلام خدا باشه.
But they managed to have people translate from those corrupted
manuscripts.
And that is how all these false Bibles.
از غلط چیزی رو ترجمه کردن، از اصل غلط ترجمه کردن، چقدر ترجمه خوب باشه باز غلطه.
The mindset of these people.
مردم اون زمان هدفشون این بود
که
به حقیقت میرسیم با هر ترجمه چیزی که پیدا میشه. حالا بیشتر میدونیم، کلام بیشتری خریداش، اطلاعات بیشتری داریم. کامپیوتر داریم، الان AI داریم.
And they keep making new versions.
آیه‌های جدید و معنی‌های جدید
تولید می‌کنند. It started with two guys named Westcott and Hart.
از وسکات و هارت شروع شد.
They fabricated a new text.
یک کلمه جدید رو شروع کردند و بعد رسیدند.
The Nestle-Allen text.
Nestle-Allen text به وجود اومد.
And that text is on number, I believe it's version 29.
الان Nestle-Allen 25 مدل ترجمه داره. عوض کرده در حقیقت.
It's changing all the time.
هر دقیقه داره عوض میشه.
Of course, what happens? When the original text changes,
وقتی اصل اولی ترجمه عوض میشه،
new translations are ترجمه های جدید هم میشه
که اون ترجمه اصلی اولی آیه که داشت ترجمه شده
است.
چون اعتقاد دارن اون دقیق تر بوده، پس حالا جدیدتر پیدا شده و جدیدتر بعد ترجمه.
Now, is God's word changing from
آیا
the
کلام خداوند نست عوض میشه؟ نه.
No, the Bible says no.
کلام خداوند میگه عوض نمیشه.
God preserves.
کلام خداوند تا هر نسلی در دست همه بوده و وجود داشته.
So, based on what are they even changing?
چه جوریو تصمیم میگیرن نسخه اول رو عوض کنن؟
I believe it or not.
قبول داشته باشه قبول نداشته باشه.
Manuscript somewhere.
یه کاغذی یه جایی تو کویر پیدا میکنن.
Yeah, something that's gone missing for
یه قسمتی که 2000 سال پیش گم کرده بودن الان پیدا شده.
Don't take that piece.
اون کاغذو برمی‌دارن.
It might say something else.
یه چیز دیگه گفته.
Oh, now we have to change all our Bibles.
حالا باید همه کتاب مقدس عوض کنیم چون غلط پیدا کردیم. این یکی جدیدتره.
But thank God we found the missing piece.
خدا رو شکر که اون بطری رو پیدا کردیم. اون چیزی که گم شده بود پیدا شد. نزدیکتر شدیم به کلام خدا.
نه،
داری دور می‌شی، داری دورتر و دورتر می‌شی.
We were already there.
اونجا بودیم و نزدیکش بودیم.
Yeah, we already had the word of God.
کلام خدا رو داشتیم.
Because that's what the Bible says.
چون کلام خدا اینو گفته و کلام خداوند همیشه نگه داشته شده است.
Yeah, we don't have a moving target.
ما در حقیقت اون هدفمون هی در حال عوض شدن نیست. همیشه یه جا بوده و همیشه همون هدفمون.
And you don't even have a target you're going to because you don't know if you're going wrong or right.
شما حتی هدفی ندارین که به کجا میرین چون نمیدونین اصلش کجاست که باید برید.
How do you know you're getting closer?
از کجا میدونیم که به خدا نزدیک داری میشین؟
Might as well getting further away.
شاید دورتر
داری میشین. Which is what actually is happening.
واقعا همین اتفاق داره میفته. هی دورتر و دورتر از کلام خداوند میشن.
Yeah, I believe we have ایمان دارم قول
خداوند در زندگیمون واقعی است برای هممون که میتونیم بر کلام خداوند
بریم
و بدونیم و درک کنیم که کلام خدا رو میخونیم و در زبانهای خودمون به وجود بیاریم و هیچ دلیلی نداره که گیج بشیم از این موضوع.
Yeah, the text is correct.
موضوع واقعی حقیقته.
Onto us from generation
در کلام خداوند نست در نست به همه ما داده شده.
So why do I believe we have
چرا ایمان دارم کلام خداوند رو امروز من و شما
yeah,
داریم؟ اول از همه که گفتم
yeah, I believe because of the
ایمان دارم
itself.
که خود اصل کلام عوض میشه. در حقیقت یک لمسی در کلام خدا هست. کلامی است که خود خدا گفته در قلب من رو لمس کرده. من رو باعث اعتمادم به مسیح شده برای نجاتم. چرا ایمان دارم کلام خداوند امروز دارم در زندگیم؟
God cannot lie.
چه خداوند دروغ نمیگه.
And he has promised.
خداوند قول داده.
He will preserve it for us.
برای ما تا ابد نگهش خواهد داشت.
It's not a job of man.
وظیفه انسان نیست، وظیفه خداست. خداوند از انسان استفاده میکنه.
But it is correct because he was in the process to make sure
that
we have
در اون زمان در دست داشته که من و شما اصلش رو داشته باشیم.
As all the generations before.
در کل نسل‌هایی که داشتیم و وجود داره.
چرا؟ I believe we have the word of God today.
امروز کلام خداوند رو ایمان دارم داریم.
Because we don't have to be under the on the mercy of some expert.
احتیاج نداریم به اون مردم حرفه‌ای تا به
فیض
یا انسان‌ها یا واقعی
that we need to go to get
که من و شما برسیم به سمت اونها که حقیقت رو شاید پیدا کنیم.
ایمان
داریم کلام خداوند در دستای ماست که خداوند به من و شما داده که بخونیمش در زبانهامون بخونیمش که بدونیم چگونه باید درست شه.
And then in a future sermon,
آینده و موعظه آینده میگم در اثبات میکنم خارج از کلام خداوند در دنیا
که
چرا کلام خداوند واقعی است.
آمین.